Doyen.
Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Overnight, a federal grand jury voting to indict Donald Trump in the special counsel's investigation into his handling of classified documents. Prosecutors telling the former president to be in court on Tuesday in Miami to face arraignment.
Tuesday.
Sources telling ABC News Trump is facing multiple charges, ranging from illegal retention of government documents regarding national security to conspiracy to obstruction of the government's efforts to retrieve those documents. Mm-hmm. The indictment marking the first time an American president has faced federal charges. And the Justice Department appears to have compelling new evidence, including an audio recording of Donald Trump allegedly on tape admitting to keeping classified material. Quote, secret. This is secret information. Look, look at this. This was done by the military and given to me. And also saying, as president, I could have declassified, but now I can't. President Trump responding with fury on his social media site last night, saying he never thought it possible such a thing could happen.
What?
Calling
Justice?
It a dark day.
I'm innocent, and we will prove that very, very soundly and hopefully very quickly.
Trump has insisted all along he's done nothing wrong. After leaving the White House, Trump spent months haggling with the National Archives over whether he had returned all government records as required by law. But when the FBI learned Trump still had sensitive documents, despite his team's insistence that they had turned everything over, agents raided his home in Mar-a-Lago.
Ooh, and speaking of agents, I believe right now Jack Smith is speaking to the United States and the world. Hang on, let's listen.
Investigation. Nothing more and nothing less. The prosecutors in my office are among the most talented and experienced in the Department of Justice. They have investigated this case hewing to the highest ethical standards, and they will continue to do so as this case proceeds. It's very important for me to note that the defendants in this case must be presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. To that end, my office will seek a speedy trial in this matter, consistent with the public interest and the rights of the accused. We very much look forward to presenting our case to a jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida. In conclusion, I would like to thank the dedicated public servants of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, with whom my office is conducting this investigation, and who work tirelessly every day upholding the rule of law in our country. I'm deeply proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with them. Thank you very much.
That's it? Oh, come on, Jack.
Why Florida, sir? Why did you decide to bring the case in Florida?
No questions. No.
Anyone that has watched.
Right. Everybody's sighing. All of us are going, really? Jack? Come on, Jack. 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 Tell the story. Tell the story of the, you know. Okay. So here's what we have now. Here's what we have. We have a speaking indictment. This is what we were, you know, hoping we would get, right? Not just a piece of paper saying that, you know, what Jack Smith just said, that, you know, hey, we just, you know, indicted Donald Trump and also, Walter Nauda. Remember we were talking to you about Walter Nauda when we were talking about the pool boy story and we didn't know if that was part of it. It's not in this indictment, the pool part. There is something about the pool house. I mean, I just read it. And I have to tell you, you will love this. You will love this indictment. You know how they always say you need to look for a speaking indictment, meaning an indictment that does more than, you know, just say we indicted and here are, you know, the statutes that we are indicting, you know, under. Like in this one, there's lots of statutes that they indicted under. There's witness tampering. There's Oh, God, there's lying to the FBI. There's obstruction of justice. There's illegal retention of documents, a conspiracy to hide the documents, a conspiracy to obstruct justice. There's all kinds of, there's, you know how we were told yesterday, and this is why I say I don't like listening to the TV lawyers. I like to read things myself. So they were telling us yesterday that there were 7 counts in this indictment, and one was going to be conspiracy to commit a crime, meaning more than one person. There's 38 counts in this indictment, 38 counts, not 7, 38 counts in this indictment. And many of them are related to conspiracies, conspiracies to defraud the government, conspiracies to lie to the FBI, conspiracies to move the boxes. Literally, Walt Nauta and another guy who they're referring to as, you know, like employee number 2. I'm guessing it's the Squid Kid. I don't know who it is. I guess it's the Squid Kid, you know, the calamari dude, you know, Mr. Scangeli. I don't know. And his dad, the security dude, they're moving hundreds of boxes. And not only did they move hundreds of boxes from a stage area in the actual resort where, and there's, this is a multimedia presentation, okay? This is not just a speaking indictment. This is an indictment that has text messages and photographs and recordings and testimony and Evan Corcoran's notes. Yeah, Evan Corcoran, his notes and Christina Bob's law breaking. I mean, it is such an amazing. You know, for those of you who are trying to wrap your brain around what happened, let me shorthand it for you if you ever watched, if you were part of this, you know, enormous group of Americans who were just glued to Succession. Do you know what this is? This is Tom Wamsgans and Greg, right? This is them with the Cruz documents. This is what that is. And, you know, Trump did this to himself. If Trump would have just said, my bad, I took stuff, I shouldn't have taken it, or my bad, I didn't know I took the stuff, here it is, you could take it back, here you go. None of this would have happened. None of it. It's not just the crime of taking things that didn't belong to him. It's the crime of lying about taking things that didn't belong to him and saying he didn't take things that didn't belong to him, and that if there were things that didn't belong to him at Mar-a-Lago, that they were planted by the FBI. That's how, you know, the documents got, they were planted by the FBI. Then he said, oh no, I do have things. They are mine. I was allowed to take them. And I could declassify anything in my mind if I wanted to. You know, none of that was true. Every part of that denial of this crime, of taking things that didn't belong to him, retaining, you know, classified, and yes, they are defense documents. Some of them were secret compartmentalized. You know, some of them were Five Eyes only, meaning only Australia, the UK, you know, the five governments that we share intelligence with. Some of them were Five Eyes only. Some of them were satellite photographs of Iran. Others of them were, you know, Mark Milley apparently gave him an attack plan for Iran. I don't know. This is what he said. He was waving it around and telling his staff, who were all going, mm-hmm, yep, uh-huh, uh-huh. So now we have a problem because that's a classified document and you can't declassify because you're not president anymore. And he's like, yeah, right, now we have a problem. I mean, it's so unbelievable what went on here. It's amazing. This indictment, just the story is amazing, and it's all self-inflicted. None of this had to be this way. None of it. Donald Trump was given every opportunity, as was everybody who ever had classified materials in a place where they should not be. That includes Hillary Clinton, okay, who's turned over 30,000 emails. She turned them over, right? And Donald Trump refused to even acknowledge that he had in his possession classified material. He said he didn't have it, and that if he did have it, it was planted by the FBI. And then he said he did have it, and he was allowed to have it. Unfortunately for him, it's not just willful retention, wrongful retention of secret compartmentalized intelligence or unlawful. He also shared it. And that's what everybody wanted to see. Did he share this material? Were people not authorized to see this material? And the answer is yes. And it's actually memorialized in this indictment with a taped phone conversation between Donald Trump and his staff talking about the documents that he's waving around that he's insisting are Iran attack plans, and he does it in response to a story that was written by Susan Glasser in The New Yorker saying that Milley didn't trust Trump on his way out the door.